Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 7th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. A phase 3 trial of atacicept in patients with IgA nephropathy. This phase 3 trial investigated atacicept as a potential treatment for IgA nephropathy, a severe kidney disorder often leading to kidney failure or death in 50% of patients. Atacicept is a TACIFC fusion protein designed to inhibit B-cell activating factor and a proliferation-inducing ligand, targeting the B-cell origin of the disease. This research establishes a crucial step in evaluating a specific immunomodulatory therapeutic approach for a condition affecting many patients with progressive kidney failure. The study explores a targeted strategy to improve outcomes in this prevalent primary glomerulopathy. Article number 2. Advancing assessment methods for human cardiac grafts during normothermic machine perfusion. This study focused on advancing assessment methods for human cardiac grafts during normothermic machine perfusion, addressing the critical challenge of donor heart scarcity and transplantation. Heart transplantation is the gold standard for end-stage heart failure, but only one-third of available donor hearts are currently utilized due to stringent selection criteria. By improving graft preservation and assessment through normothermic machine perfusion, this research aims to significantly increase the number of viable donor hearts. This advancement is crucial for expanding access to life-saving heart transplantation for millions affected by severe heart failure. Article number 3. Adenosine-mediated neutrophil regulation by dapagliflozin attenuates renal ischemia/reperfusion injury, real-time imaging, and metabolic insights. This study investigated the renal protective mechanisms of dapagliflozin, a sodium glucose cotransporter 2 inhibitor, in attenuating acute kidney injury resulting from ischemia/reperfusion injury in non-diabetic mice. Researchers found that dapagliflozin achieved its protective effects through adenosine-mediated neutrophil regulation, a pathway further elucidated by concurrent treatment with an adenosine A2A receptor antagonist. This research provides crucial metabolic insights and demonstrates that dapagliflozin could offer a significant new therapeutic option for renal ischemia/reperfusion injury, even in non-diabetic patients. These findings expand the clinical utility of dapagliflozin beyond its current indications, addressing a major challenge with limited existing treatments. Article number 4. Cardiac resynchronization therapy among adults with a systemic right ventricle, a multi-center experience. This international retrospective study from three centers aimed to clarify the benefits of cardiac resynchronization therapy in adults with congenital heart disease and a systemic right ventricle. While cardiac resynchronization therapy is a key treatment for heart failure and acquired heart disease, its efficacy in patients with a systemic right ventricle, such as those with transposition of the great arteries, or congenitally corrected transposition of the great arteries, remains undefined. This research establishes a crucial multi-center experience to assess whether this therapy improves outcomes for this specific and challenging patient population. The study addresses an important knowledge gap to optimize treatment strategies for adults living with complex congenital heart conditions. Article number 5. Higher burden of cerebral small vessel disease is associated with risk of incident stroke in community-dwelling individuals. This study investigated the association between a multi-marker cerebral small vessel disease score and the risk of incident stroke in community-dwelling individuals from the Framingham Heart Study. Researchers found that a higher burden of cerebral small vessel disease, as identified by this novel multi-marker score, is significantly associated with an increased risk of future stroke. This multi-marker approach provides a more robust and comprehensive method for identifying individuals at risk than traditional methods or single cerebral small vessel disease markers. The findings offer a powerful new tool for improved stroke risk stratification, and could lead to more targeted preventative strategies in the general population. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.